We've done some warming up today.
Woo woo!
Woohoo! Today you find us in
the gym!
Yeah, we are in a room, a studio, which we have converted into a table tennis stadium.
Yeah, because I felt like I just competed in something then. That was major. I've realised my hand-to-eye coordination is even worse than I thought.
Okay, right, let's just try and prove this. We've got a bat and a ball in Anna's hand. Do some keepy uppies. You got two.
Okay.
Okay, right. I'm gonna throw Anna the ball and let's see. I haven't got a bat in my hand, so this could be dangerous. Okay. It's more like squash with you. Honestly. Right, today we're talking fun. We're talking about body magic, how we can make this fun. We have been given this awesome resource, which is the A to Z of a fitter you. And somehow, the magical people who write at Slimmer World have come up with something every letter of the alphabet.
I love this. Because there were some I thought, they can't possibly come up with some, but they have.
Well, we've invented a new one, T, which in this list is not table tennis, but we now know it is.
Seriously, I think I found a new joy.
You found an edit.
We have.
Right, so we're talking about body magic because I guess a lot of people don't know that Slimming World actually does have a program which encourages movement, activity, exercise. It has this supporting program that as you go through the weight loss program and you follow the food optimizing plan, there's also support of how you bring activity into your life too.
Yeah, consistent, sustainable activity, how to take you from maybe someone who's not very active to becoming active, or somebody who's already active, maybe taking it to the next level and keeping a commitment and a consistency. It's a fabulous program because it helps, you know, someone who is maybe like me, coming back from an injury, very sedentary, to just get started, to then helping you through progressive steps to keep it in your life till it just becomes an intrinsic part.
Yeah, I mean, if we look in the room where we are right now, so I will come here and look how beautiful the kettlebells are all lined up. They're like in like order of weight. Yeah. Should we go for like a middle one?
Yeah.
Let's go for a middle one. Let's just, right, I've got a 4 kilogram. Okay, here's what I was doing the other day. You kind of like move it up like this.
Oh, a little bit of your, on your
back. And then you can do like a squat. Did you hear our knees then? All 4 of our knees.
Oh my gosh.
And then you raise it up in the air.
I raise you up.
Okay. Right, so
but
we've got...
again, it's that... I think what body magic helps as well is to demystify things, take the fear out of it. Because I had a lot of fear around activity and how good I was and how bad I was, how unfit I was. And I think it really helps you to break it down and put it into chunks that are doable, doesn't it?
Well, that's why we thought this is a great list. When we saw this, we thought, this really shows the breadth of what exercise can be. It doesn't have to be that you have to go to a gym, that you have to run on a treadmill until you're absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, this list shows how many different types of things there are. And I suppose also, a big part of it is that as you start to lose the weight and you feel like you have that chance to kind of maybe move more and you feel lighter and you start to build your confidence, then maybe this is a list of places of things that you can look at. So should we start? A is activity, and it talks about what activity is.
Yes, activity, any activity to get you moving, raise your heart rate, and see your breathing a bit faster. Anything counts that does those things. So yeah, that could be a plethora of things, couldn't it?
Well, we'll get into some
of
them. I think there might be some things on this list that might surprise me.
Yes, there was a few when I read down. So yep, A is for activity.
B is for buddies, teaming up with the right buddy and you might be spurred on to work out nearly twice as long. So this is research that comes from the Michigan State University in America. And that's interesting, isn't it? For the accountability, I suppose.
Yeah.
But doing things with friends and like-minded people is a great way to keep moving.
Yeah, we went for a walk the other day, didn't we? Just knocked up 5,000 steps pretty quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've just had fun doing this. I'm a bit sweaty, not going to lie, but we had a laugh.
C is for cycling. You know, it's a great way for getting your heart and lungs, using those, you know, building up your heart rate, really using your whole breath, your whole body, but it equally limits the impact on your joints.
That's the key, isn't it?
You know, spin classes are a great way, I think, that if you're not feeling confident of getting out on the road, maybe a spin class, because a lot of the times you set the resistance to how hard you want it to be. You make it hard for you. And that might be, you know, regardless of whatever the weather is.
It's always there, isn't it, a spin class? It doesn't matter if it's hot, it's cold, you can stay consistent with that.
Well, cycling, you know what, there are e-bikes these days which don't do all the work for you. You still got to do the work, but it will definitely support you. Mountain biking, road biking, gravel biking, there's something for everyone, isn't there?
There is. And D, quite simply, is just for dancing.
Dancing?
Stop it.
I love the fact that you got D.
Dancing or dancing, just D for dancing. Do you know what? Whether it's a jig around your kitchen, whether it's like one of our on-demand activity videos, there's just so many ways you can get dancing into your life.
So this is interesting because there are activity videos that now come as part of Slimming World membership package, and not everybody is using these.
Oh, do you know what? It's an underused resource that is so easy to do and so quick to do. We've done it a few times on the podcast, haven't we? But one of my favourite is to do maybe 10-15 minutes of a quick dance, like one, get your heart rate up, get those endorphins flowing, feeling good.
Yeah, and you can do that at home, obviously.
I do it in the kitchen.
You don't have to. Yeah. If you want to go to a nightclub and you want to dance all night, why not? But if you want to dance in your kitchen.
Yeah, why not? There's nothing like a kitchen disco.
So then let's talk about energy. So. Yes. It's picked E for energy because it talks about this surge in energy as being one of the biggest benefits that members notice. So once they start exercising regularly, it's all the extra oxygen that's circulating around your system. And this is interesting because this is one of the things that when I came to Slimming World, getting like more energy was top of my list because I felt lethargic and
You don't realise how the food that's high in sugar and fat makes you feel lethargic, then being inactive can add to that. So add the food optimizing and this, you can have a lift in your energy, aren't you? Do you ever feel it? I sometimes feel it when I go out for a walk. I'm tired, I really can't be bothered, but actually my spirit's raised, my energy levels are raised when I get back.
So F is for frequency, and the awards that you can get as part of the Body Magic program go from Magic Mover to Bronze, Silver and Gold, and all of that is building this consistency like Anna talks about. But the frequency, so it's aiming to build up to 5 or more sessions of Body Magic a week, and that is to make activity a real part of your life.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Making it a habit.
I think the variety as well of the type of things that count towards body magic. So G is for gardening. And if you are actually giving it some oomph, you're digging, you're raising your heart rate, your breathing is going a bit faster, then gardening is also something that you can count.
Really is. Well, you've got to think, if you're moving bags of soil and digging and pottering around, walking up and down the garden, how many, you know, calories that could burn. It's
talking
a really great one.
What card are you talking, like strength-based?
Yeah, totally. And it's fun. And that's something that you can do with a bit of vigour, and it could make a real difference.
So H then, H for health. Some of the benefits that you get from actually making activity part of your life.
Well, it's going to lower your blood pressure, less risk of heart disease, stronger bones and joints, and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes and even some cancers. So really beneficial.
And then I is for intensity. So, you know, we're talking about frequency of making this a regular habit. But I for intensity, you know, a recommended health goal is 5 30-minute moderate intensity sessions a week. You know, that's something that you can build up to.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you move through bronze, silver, gold and eventually platinum, that just becomes quite intrinsic as part of what you do. And having a variety of those as well. It might be that one night you dance, maybe another day you go for a jog.
A table tennis session.
A table tennis,
bit of yoga. And again, it's that thing that, you know, if someone had told me 10 years ago I'd be active 5 times a week, I would have told them to jump. Because it wasn't going to happen. But actually, it's something that's part of my life. It's something that's part of your life, isn't it, now?
So J is an interesting one. J is not jumping.
No, thank God. My bra is not good enough to get jumping today.
J is for joy. Oh. You know, exercise triggers the release of endorphins and other chemicals in the body that makes you feel good. So, you know, you want to be having fun. This shouldn't feel like punishment or a chore or something that you have to do. Mm. You know, that we know that actually looking at the food that you eat is ultimately going to be the way that you truly lose the weight. But the body magic plays a part in helping you maintain that and all the extra health benefits.
Exactly.
But this should be fun.
Yeah, it shouldn't be something you dread. Something that you really want to do and look forward to. So, you know, we had such a giggle doing that before.
Yes, I may take you on for
maybe giggling at me, but it was a giggle.
No.
And I think next on the list is a really good one. K kids, getting the young'uns involved. Encourage a habit that will help protect their health in their future. This is a big one for me. I really try and get Daisy to be active out with me as much as I possibly can so that she doesn't, as an adult, end up dreading activity like I did. Because it was a real stopper for me.
It just becomes something that you do.
Yeah, like we leave the car at home, we go for a walk, we take the bike to the park, we go swimming, we do those things that she loves. We have a kitchen rave and she loves that too.
I always remember Nicola and Chris, you know, from Ireland, and they were a couple of the year. And we had them on the podcast and Nicola said she didn't want to be the mom that had to watch them live their lives. She wanted to get stuck in and be a part of it.
Yeah.
And that, like, sticks in my mind for this K for kids.
Yeah, really.
That you are doing that with them and then ultimately having those memories, those habits for the future.
I also wanted to be a really good example for Daisy about healthy eating, healthy living and being happy, and that's a big driver.
L is for lifting. So this could be anything from lifting your shopping bags, getting a bit of strength-based activity in there, but also using weights, you know, helping to strengthen and build your muscle, which in turn raises your metabolism. You know, we did a podcast, which was for Slimming World members only, about the menopause a few weeks ago. Mm. And that also talks about the importance of the muscle mass that you can see decline as you turn into, you know, go to the perimenopausal years. I think the strength thing can be something that people look at, I don't know, Eddie Hall, like a weightlifter who's like deadlifting 500 kilograms.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of it, you know, we look at, if we go over here, like some of these plates, I mean, I love the fact that the 5 kilogram plates coordinate with the colour of my trainers.
Well here, haven't you? And and do you know what? To me, that would have terrified me unless you'd explain to me what this was. So we've got the bar and then we put the plates on it. Like, again, getting to know these things in the gym almost takes the pressure off knowing what to do, doesn't it?
I remember the first time that I touched like a 15 kilogram dumbbell.
Ooh.
And it was like something that I'd seen other people
do,
use.
Yeah.
And then someone gave me one because it was all that was left and just said, just do less, just do one rep, whereas everyone else will do 10. And I was amazed that I could actually do one. It was like the fear that I'd said to myself, no, you don't belong down here with the big weights. You belong here with the little ones. But I think actually learning about this progressive overload, so you actually increase your weights as you go.
Right.
Getting support with that coaching or going to a class so you learn proper form.
Don't
so
try
you
and do
protect
it yourself.
You know, your back especially.
What are they?
That clips on, so you have a barbell, you put the weight on, and then the clip holds the plate on. Because
like
you don't want to be lifting it over your head, and then the plate falling off on top of your head.
No brain injuries.
So they're called butterfly clips, I think.
Oh, there you go. Learned something new today.
So M, then, is for metabolism. So this is interesting, isn't it? So metabolism, the rate at which you burn calories, that is the definition.
Yeah.
And actually, the more muscle you have, the faster your metabolism
works, doesn't it? You're going to be burning fat at rest if you've got lots of lean muscle. And again, it's something that we really need to kind of look at and the things that can help boost it.
I've got to say, I think N is a bit of a cheat.
I know,
here.
I wanted to say that.
I was like, N, it's got netball or football or hockey or team sports.
Yeah.
It's like a bit of a coverall there, guys, but we'll forgive you because actually I'm amazed that you've done Q and Z. But anyway, N, so it talks about team sports. You're more likely to turn up to exercise when your teammates are relying
on
you.
Very true, yeah.
You know, like even for what we've done today, we had to book the space.
Court,
you know, we had to come, you know, I've got my membership, I would have got a strike had I not turned up at the booking, you needed to pay as a guest.
Exactly.
They had the room secured for us. Everything was set up.
But we made a commitment.
We made a commitment. Yeah. And I think that accountability, I think, is
very important.
Is key.
And there's something about camaraderie of doing something in a team as well, isn't it? It helps you keep going.
Well, you're in it together, aren't you?
Yeah.
And it's a great form of distraction. I think sometimes people can fear team sports because they don't want to slow people down or hold everyone up.
That's a point.
But the sense of team is that you're as fast as your slowest person.
Yeah. And I think it's knowing that there'll be someone who started off at your point as well if you're new to a team and you're all building together. Love that.
You know what? You might be really competitive like me too, so...
Or so uncompetitive like me that you need someone like Claire around to go, come on.
I think that's rubbish. You are actually quite competitive.
Do you know, you bring it out of me, not in real life. I see Claire and I get competitive, but not with anybody else. Be like, yeah, you do what you want, but you just bring it out in me.
Okay, so then O is for outdoors.
Yes.
People get a bigger mood boost if they choose to exercise in nature. Plus, you get that boost in vitamin D.
Yes.
So this is something that I've really fallen in love with. I really love being out walking. Mm. I don't care about the weather. Just get the right clothes.
Yes. You know. What did you say? There's nothing as bad as...
There's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
Yeah.
It's not my phrase, it's my neighbour told me.
But it's very true, isn't it? Because actually, as long as you're embracing it, you're going to go and have fun, aren't you? I'll never forget that time you made me walk up a mountain in the rain.
Ever.
Ever. But I did feel good when I come down and it was over. But again,
that was pretty rough.
But being outdoors.
She's talking about mam tour.
Yeah. Being outdoors is a really important thing, I think.
I feel that pull, like when the sky is blue, I can hear the birds, you know, I get away from the cars and the noise really.
Yeah.
And I can quieten my mind. And, you know, I've been learning to like map read so I can go different places.
Yeah.
I learn about the difference of public footpaths. I challenge myself. I realised on the Body Magic activity logger on the planner, it actually has different types of walking.
Yeah.
So it has hill walking, and that's classed as strength. Because
amazing.
You're really challenging yourself walking up the hills. So I've been looking for bigger hills to climb to challenge myself. And I just take my own space,
yeah.
And I have a little snack and a little drink at the top, admire the view, and then enjoy the way down. But getting outdoors, whether that be cycling, whether it be walking, whether it be
running,
playing tennis in your local park, whatever it is.
Yeah, totally. One of my favourite things to do is to take Daisy to the skate park. She goes with her scooter and I walk laps of the skate park, and she's being active, we're enjoying it. And you know, it can be fun in whatever weather, can't it?
So P is for pool.
Please, for pool.
Swimming,
I love the pool.
I suppose it could have been S or P.
Couldn't it? Yeah. Again, water is a really great thing if you've got joint problems, because the water will support your body. Again, getting into it, having fun. There's something so calming about water as well. Don't think?
No.
Oh, it really freaks you out.
It doesn't freak me out, but I have to get myself in the right place. And then you've got to get your swimming cap, and then you've got to dry your hair afterwards, and you've got to shave your legs, and it's just... like it's not really the thing for me.
Oh, you see, her whole demeanor's changed, whereas I'm like, get in your cozy, jump in the pool, jump in some... Oh, it's my favorite thing. If I'm stressed, jumping in a pool just really relieves
me. I have the whole pool to myself and no one else is there, and I've got a sauna and a jacuzzi afterwards, bring it on. I always find when I come out of swimming pool and I'm starving.
So true. I've always got a banana in my bag and I eat that.
I think you're working harder than you actually think, and if you are, you know, not particularly fit, then you're having to work harder. I also think a lot about swimming is about efficiency as well.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be like the perfect athletic body or the fastest.
Sure.
You can run marathons, but if you're not an efficient swimmer, it's going to feel like hard work.
Yeah. Do you know what's really helped me? Aqua aerobics, because actually that takes the weight of your body. I never knew you could sweat in water until I did aqua aerobics. But that is really great fun as well, and something that... you really feel the payoff the next day. You're like, oh, those muscles. So, yeah, I'm all about the P for pool.
Q, then. Keeping it about water. Q is quench.
Your thirst.
I mean, I was wondering what they were going to do for Q.
I was thinking, is there a Q? No, quench your thirst. Really important.
I could have said, when you're in a queue, move to the side. Do little side steps. I mean...
I was thinking...
Quick intensity, quickly, move quicker.
I've got Quebec in my head, doing something in Quebec, but anyway, that's a whole other story. Yeah, I think a lot of us underestimate how much fluid we need, how much we don't drink enough.
It's almost like if you're at the point where you're thirsty, you should have drank.
Yeah. Totally. So quenching that thirst. Now,
with the right things.
Yes. So, not like vodka or full fat Coke would be my recommendation.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, watching out your sins with what you drink. So getting that water.
Really important. You know,
maybe like sugar-free cordial.
Yeah.
If you've got that.
I like a bit of sparkling water. You do too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting some fruits in it I like to chuck in. I like a diet beverage, but keeping that hydration is key. Now, I want to say ruh because I'm teaching phonics to my child, but an R is for running. Public Health England have the Couch to 5K and 10K app, don't they? There's Park Run, there's Race for Life. You are getting into running. You are the newest runner I know.
I don't know about that. I don't know whether I'll ever call myself a runner.
You are a runner. Well, you run.
Well, people say if you've got a body and you move it, you're an athlete.
And they're right.
Did you hear the aircon went off
as
I said that?
I know.
It's like someone just... There's like a mic drop. what was that about? That was really weird.
But Claire, you are a runner. You're in a running group. You're setting yourself up for these challenges. You are a runner.
It's not a coat that I feel comfortable in.
Well, like
but I'm
coat,
just
I'm
giving it
you.
A go and I'm doing my thing and I'm increasing. I'm just using it as a way to bring more variety in what I do. Because I think I am not one of anything. I like to do a bit of different stuff.
No.
That's what I appreciate about this list, that actually... There's a few different things here that I think, actually, I haven't given that a go yet.
But running is part of your repertoire. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Whereas running for me is something I'm only doing if there is something on fire, there's a bargain on a handbag, or I'm missing some form of transportation. That's what I'm honest about.
You know, if you do it for more than 10 minutes, it could count.
If the plane is running late, the train, I'm running. But that's as far as it gets. But yeah, R is for running. What's next? S. Oh, this is an interesting one. S is for sedentary. Getting up for a quick walk once every 20 to 30 minutes is an easy way to break up an unhealthy sitting cycle. I think so many of us have experienced that in lockdown, in, you know, all those kind of computer-based jobs, chair-based jobs, how sedentary life can be.
Well, and actually you start to find if you sit for a long period of time, I find if I sit in my sofa for like hours on a Netflix, next, my back really
hurts.
Starts to ache.
Yeah.
So there's a reason, and we're not meant to be like sat still. We're meant to be moving. You can get these things, you know, T is for tracker.
Yes.
But trackers will have these reminders to tell you go and do 200-300 steps an hour.
My watch
just
buzzes,
to keep you moving. Yeah. And the difference, I mean, even having like a stand-up desk, we've talked about the power of standing up.
Yeah. And again, you don't realise how if you're sat down, for me, if I'm sat on my laptop for ages, my mind isn't working efficiently. I need to get up, get some air, get moving to work efficiently as well. So definitely something to get worked in.
So T for trackers then. So this idea about sharing your progress, and we come back to this research that came from Michigan State University. So it talks about when people saw their friend run an extra kilometre, they ran a third of a kilometre further than usual themselves. So this is interesting, because you've been doing walking with your brother, haven't you?
I'm just checking now. I'm just like, it's made me do a walk. So my brother has only done 712 steps today, and I've done 5,194. I'm winning! But watching him do more, I'm like, oh no, I've got to get out. It's really
what was she just saying about she's not competitive?
I know, only with you and my brother. Okay, I am. But again, it's a really interesting thing, because I think if I hadn't seen Andrew doing those steps, I would have just gone, oh, it's okay, I've done 5,000. But actually, it's made me want to do more because he's doing more, or because he's done less and I need to beat him better. But yeah.
I think it also takes that weird thing that we do of putting people on pedestals.
Yes.
Where you kind of think, oh, they are doing this. When you see people that you hang out with every day, you respect, you like, maybe even people in your group, and you start hearing about the activity that they're doing, you start thinking, well, hang on a sec, if they're doing that, maybe I can do that.
Yeah.
And that curiosity, I think, you know, things like Strava and trackers, I think, can also go the other way.
Yeah, you've got
where
to be careful
they
of
can
them.
Take you to that place of comparisonitis.
Yeah.
And then you get paralysis, kind of like, well, I don't want to start because I'm not going to be better than
them.
Yeah,
or you said, I'm going to do 10,000 today and I've only done 8,000, and you beat yourself up. It's like, no, use it as a positive thing to see your progress. When I first started tracking my steps, it was because I was doing so fast. few that I wanted to step it up, and it's allowed me to make really big progress with my steps.
Well, let's think about the tracker, the activity tracker, which is available for Slimming World members. It's on the planner, so there's a little button on your app which says planner, and that's where you can be logging your activity. It's really easy to do, and then you can be working towards a Body Magic Award. And all this is really kind of focusing on, it's not how far you've walked, how fast you've gone, it's just looking at how many minutes are you doing and how consistent are you turning up every day. You can't say run a marathon one day for the week and then expect all your activity to be done. Instead, it's like breaking it down. You know, maybe it might be like, I don't know, 5 kilograms every day. Five kilometres every day, I don't know.
That was a big change for you, wasn't it? Because you used to do a big walk maybe at the weekends and then not
be
so
burnt
active.
Out. Yeah. And so I decided to dial it down, focus on my food and do a little bit less, because I would, you know, go do like an 8-9 hour walk and be exhausted and then not be able to walk properly for 2 days because I'd just done too much too soon.
Yeah.
So dial it back a little bit and build it up slowly.
Yeah. Seems like you is perfect for you then. Unwind. Stretching after your workout helps reduce aches and pains the next day. It's really key, isn't it? Because I think a lot of us don't realise, if we don't cool down or unwind properly, how that can then play havoc and affect our ability to do things afterwards, can't we? So I love a good stretch.
Well, I think it's also part of like getting in tune with your body, because you're going on this journey where the shape of your body is changing, your dress size is changing, and you've got to kind of learn to get used to that. And for me, it's been a bit of a journey of like understanding how it all connects together. So I recognize maybe if my knee's hurting, it might be that my hip's tight, or am I not using my glutes properly when I'm doing, I don't know, squats or something in a class? Am I wearing the right footwear? So I've been thinking about how am I standing, how strong are my ankles, how everything in your body is really connected. And stretching allows you to slow down. I mean, yin yoga has been the best thing for me, which we'll skip on
don't
to
peak
that
too early
in a moment. But stretching, I think, is seen as something that you just have to do for a quick 30 seconds, or is
so
easily
important.
Skipped but use it as part of a way to just, you know, think about in those moments the fact that you've just done this activity.
Yeah. Stretching was a big part of my rehab after spinal surgery, actually, which I'd never kind of thought about that really loosening those muscles, because, again, the pain can come from muscles that are too tight, can't they?
See, then, with the unwinding, we actually tried out the cool down videos. So V is for videos. We were talking earlier about dancing, and that Slimming World has these activity videos. There are different types of ones, from strength, from balance, from warming up, from cooling down, to dancing. There's all these different types, but you can, if you're quite new to the videos, and just have a look at the warm up and the cool down ones.
So for me, I people laugh at this, but I watch them first, so I know what's coming up, so I'm not scared, and then I go in and embark and doing it, and I do it in 15 minute blocks and started off at 5 minute blocks. So again, they're brilliant. I can't recommend them highly enough.
And you can add, if you've completed one, you can add it to your activity for, towards your body magic,
which is
as well.
Really good.
So then W is for walking.
Something we love.
Walking briskly for 30 minutes a day combined with healthy eating could add an extra stone to your weight loss. That's almost like, could add an extra stone to your weight loss. You could lose up to an extra stone a year.
It's amazing.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people wouldn't consider walking as exercise or activity, but it is.
And it really is. But I would say just be mindful about it's, you know, a paced walk, isn't it? It's not just ambling. It's like I'm going out for a 30-minute brisk walk. And do you know what? This has been a game changer in my world, brisk walking. It's really helped me to be consistent. It's something I can do. It's free. I can, if it's raining and I don't want to walk in the rain, I go to my local shopping centre and I walk laps of my local shopping centre. It's something that I found is much easier to fit into my lifestyle consistently. So I'm a big advocate of W for walking.
And it doesn't have to be circular.
No.
It could just be that you walk along a straight road for 15 minutes, turn around and you come back. I think finding your routes takes a little while. Maybe building it in with some of your buddies as well, friends, if you want to kind of factor in safety if you're walking at night. You know, you can also go to park run events, which are Saturday mornings, and they do support park walk.
I love
this. So you can walk, and that is a 5-kilometre route which, you know, if you walk could probably take you, I don't know, maybe about an hour.
Yeah.
Depends what pace you're walking. But that's also, and that's an easy, clear marked route for you to take.
A great way to start. Also, I always walk with an intention. So is it I'm walking, like I was saying, I walk to a coffee shop because I know it's over 3 miles to my coffee shop, walk to that, get myself a coffee and we'll walk back. Or do I walk to do the school run? Like with an intention for me, help me to get out and focus. Because if I was going, I've got to go for a walk, I was less inclined to do it. Whereas, I've got to go and get some bananas, I'm walking to the supermarket. I like that.
I think just building walking generally into your life, your everyday.
Exactly.
So, you know, getting off the bus or the train or the, maybe the tram, not the train, a stop earlier, or the tube, you know, or parking the other side of a supermarket car park. All of these things start to count to building up general activity.
Totally. And get it as to be habitual.
So this is interesting. X is for cross training. I think I haven't really realised, but this is more what I kind of do. I don't do one thing. I quite like the variety. I like to dial it up and dial it down. So, you know, it might be for me that I do yoga where it's more calmer, strength, balance kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then I might go and do some weightlifting, which is more strength.
Yeah.
I might do a bit of running, which gets my heart rate up. A bit of cycling gets my heart rate into the cardio.
Yeah,
and then I do walking, which is, you know, fat burning kind of pace, zone two for my heart rate. And it's having that balance that I think allows me to just find different rhythms, different
and
grooves.
Variety is what you need,
Keeps you interested.
Exactly, and you're not getting bored of the same thing at the same time each week. Now, why? This is one of your favourite things, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's my favourite thing, but yoga is definitely something that I've built in that I do whenever I can. And sometimes it might just be 4 minutes. Sometimes it might be an hour. I use various different apps or there's YouTube videos that you can get for free. I just have some favourites set on my phone.
Do you?
I just find it a really cool way just to kind of calm down. There's lots of different types of yoga, whether there's fast-paced moving yoga or there's like yin yoga where you're just really holding poses to stretch deeper for a longer period of time.
Yes.
There's even like yoga nidra, which is basically just like being asleep.
Oh, I didn't know about that yoga.
Probably is not what they're getting at here.
I started doing kids yoga with Daisy to just to calm her down, and it's something we've really got into. Just about 7 minutes before she goes to bed. It's really good stretching. It's such a lovely activity to do, isn't it? But you don't realise yoga done properly really works those muscles, doesn't it?
I think the key thing is looking after your hips and your knees are essential as you get older.
If
there's one particular exercise which is brilliant at really stretching all the muscles around that, helping you for your back, is yoga.
Yeah.
And actually, you can do that whether you're, you know, carrying more weight or you're carrying less weight.
And I think the thing about activity, the sooner you can get into this, actually, the more beneficial it will be to your mind, your body and your soul. And we know that there's a lot of research done into being active at the beginning of your weight loss journey. You've got more weight to move, so you're burning more calories, aren't you? So it's fascinating. Now, Zed, one of my favourites, Zumba. I don't know why I had to say it like that. Do you like a bit of Zumba?
I've done Zumba. You know what? The very first Zumba class I ever did was in this room.
No way!
And I brought Matt, and I was terrified that Matt and his really long arms is going to take out all the women in front of us. Because if we happened to go the wrong way, we'd like take them all down.
But I
find it quite a lot of jumping.
And I'm really badly coordinated, so I found I was having to really concentrate on which way to go. But I came out feeling buzzing. Love it. It's really good.
She's looking at me like, are you all right?
I love Zumba. There's Zumba in the dark. There's a lot of, where I am, there's a lot of different types of Zumba. So you can do seated Zumba for different kind of, if you've got injuries and stuff like that. There's really like high levels of Zumba or beginner Zumba. That was my thing.
I mean, basically, I just had to like concentrate on my feet. And then once I started to get the songs, then I'd start putting
the arms. Yeah.
Because I was like, this is too much for me.
No. And I tried to stay on the spot for a bit and not try and migrate up and down the room because I was going to knock Linda over and, you know. But yeah, what you see about this is how many different things can really help you become active.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting is that Slimming World encourages activity.
Yeah.
And that it is a part of what they're, you know, helping us to do.
And it's something that is a personalized activity program, because you can create your own, which is a lovely thing. All about choice power. So our Body Magic program really helps you to build something consistently and helps you with the psychology of trying to keep that in your lifestyle, because we know it's a really key thing to do.
Well, healthy living, healthy lifestyle.
Exactly.
Right, come on then, should we play a bit of table tennis? Less of this talking.
Less of this talking.
I'm just going to get my bat.
Get your bat, love.
Get me bat. Now, we were debating whether like the red or the black side has any difference.
Yeah, we need someone to tell us, right.
It's my wrong arm because I've got my microphone. Oh dear. Hang on, I need to hold the microphone in my other hand because I'm left-handed.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay, now how to play table tennis and hold a microphone.
God. If I can't do it better than you when you're doing it one-handed,
okay.
No,
how do you serve with one hand?
You told me this was not an athletic sport. I run around more.
Right, well, as the music starts, we'll... do a rally. That was my fault.
We'll do a rally.
Have a great week, whatever you get up to. Get moving.
Right now.
Get out. Enjoy sunnier days, sunnier times.
Sure.
And we'll over and out.
Right.
See what I did there?